Hello, Justin.
Hello, Catherine.
The Business Journal has an interesting story about an 1,100-acre tract of land in Davidson County that appears to be rising from the ashes of disappointment. So, where is this land, and what was the original goal for it?
It's out there on I-85. It's not far from the railroad tracks, the Norfolk Southern Railroad tracks, there in the middle of Davidson County. It is 1,100 acres with the potential of being more. And what Catherine Carlock, who's a reporter at the Business Journal, has been doing for the last several weeks is digging into the saga of that site. Well, the history of it goes back 8 years, and it has been a very frustrating journey for Davidson County, and it includes two governors, two secretaries of commerce, a lot of promises that were broken by the state, and as you suggest, the Davidson County Commissioner saying, you know what, if the state's not going to help us develop this site, we're going to do it on our own, and that was a decision made just recently.
Give us some of the history.
Well, the history is this. North Carolina has been in search of a mega site for the better part of a decade. A mega site is seen as an absolute necessity if you are going to attract the big buffalo in economic development nationally, which is an auto manufacturing plant. These are plants that cost hundreds of millions of dollars to build. They require hundreds of millions of dollars in state incentives to get. But the offshoot is lots and lots of jobs, thousands of well-paying jobs. North Carolina is the only state in the South, not just the Southeast, but the entire South, that does not have an auto manufacturing plant. You may recall that we came in second twice. So we didn't get BMW. That went to South Carolina. We didn't get Mercedes-Benz. That went to Alabama. But those were 20 years ago. We have been trying to get one since, but we don't have the land. We need a mega site. And so Davidson County started assembling this land about 8 years ago.
Well, Justin, what's the problem? Why doesn't North Carolina have a mega site?
The desire is there on both the part of the folks in Davidson County and at the state. The big problem is the money's not there. And Steve Googe, who's the head of economic development in Davidson County, has been in the middle of this for a better part of a decade. He went from putting about five property owners together for about 1,000 acres to having 100 or so property owners where he could get 2,700 acres together. What he needed was money to buy that land, option that land. The state promised $50 million under Governor Easley. The money didn't come. They were promised again under Governor Perdue. Again, the money didn't come. Along the way, the priority shifted. Steve Googe is sitting out there with options for more than 1,000 acres. He doesn't have the money to buy the land. Toyota comes and looks at that site in 2007. This was our best shot to get an auto manufacturer, but we don't have a mega site. He can't option the land. Guess what Toyota does? They go to Mississippi, and they've been building cars in Mississippi for the past year or so. They've got close to 2,000 employees there. We missed out. And that land in Davidson County has been fallow.
Okay. Well, now it's a whole new environment.
Yeah.
We have a Republican governor and Republicans controlling the House and Senate. And all of them are pro-business. So is it possible we could have that megasite very soon?
Well, Davidson County has given up on the concept of a megasite. The politics of this have been a moving target for the last several years. In the last couple of years, the focus has shifted away from Davidson County to Randolph County, where they're trying to put 1,000 acres together there, you know, not far from 220. The problem is the money isn't there to buy that land either. It looks like you really can't count on the state, whether it's Democrats in charge or the Republicans in charge, to come up with that kind of dough to actually buy that land. And so Davidson County is saying, look, we actually have options on about 1,000 acres. We're not going to wait on a mega site. We're actually going to start to develop this on our own. And that's the decision the Davidson County Commissioners made a couple of weeks ago.
Even though the Republicans say they're pro-business?
Look, they're pro-business. So what that means is that they want to keep taxes low, and they're more than happy to reduce regulations as much as they can get away with. What they're not going to do is give away tax dollars. They're very stingy with tax dollars. So they don't want to spend the money to buy this land with tax dollars. And it's highly unlikely that they would shell out what would be about $600 million in tax incentives to get an auto manufacturing plant here in North Carolina.
Okay. Well, you say Davidson County commissioners are now shifting their vision. So what's their approach now for this land?
Well, the vision is smaller. Rather than waiting for a single user to come in and take 1,000 acres or 1,100 acres, they've pledged about $7.5 million to prepare 250 acres. Really, this is just going to be another business park. It'll be a big business park in Davidson County, and they don't have any prepared land right now. So they're saying, you know what, we'll take our jobs a couple hundred at a time rather than waiting for one client that may be very elusive coming in to create 2,000 jobs. In the long run, it might be a better strategy.
Okay. Well, Justin, thank you.
Thank you, Catherine.